When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. He's right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. You know, whether the chaos comes from the global economy or Wall Street or the halls of Congress, you need to have a financial strategy in place to make sure that your accounts and your savings can weather the storms. So here's the phone number that we want you to have handy for today's show. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Call Eric for a complimentary appointment, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann. It's good that we've had Congress at least get smart enough to say, okay, we'll keep paying the bills for a couple more months. So, hey,
yeah,
I guess that's something, right?
I guess it is. So I guess at least until December, right? They took some last minute action, raised the debt ceiling, but this is sort of a short term solution, and it kind of sets us up for another partisan showdown down the road. Projections are that the United States is going to go into a default without continually raising the debt limit, and that would spell trouble for our economy. What would be some moves, Eric, that we could do if we're worried about an economic downturn?
Well, in reality, I don't really think they would ever go default. That just seems silly because, you know, again, this is really antics in the sense that we're, you know, the a lot of this debt was done by the people who don't want to raise the debt ceiling, right? The last administration is the one who made the deficit go up so much, and with the tax cuts and other things without any offsets. And then, of course, now Biden wants to do tax raises, but also spend more money. So nobody's paying their bills either side of the aisle. So
Right. We're
going to have to keep raising the debt ceiling. It doesn't really matter. And, you know, so some of these things, you know, I don't remember, you know, if people were a while back there when they did have that shutdown for that lasted, what was that, like almost 6 weeks or something? I mean, it's horrible if you're a federal employee. I mean, if you're a federal employee right now, those are the people that are really getting hurt. You know, if you're a federal employee, yeah, you better have some money in savings. You better have some, you know, maybe a home equity line of credit set up and some other things to, you know, get cash in case they do stop your paycheck, especially now that they moved it to December.
Mm.
Wow. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So, you know, great time not to get paid. And, you know, really, Congress, you know, it's just ridiculous that they do these things. So, you know, these aren't going to really lead to any really long-term things. These are just silliness kind of stuff that they like to do at a jockey position and see who will flinch and who will do whatever, right? But, you know, again, they're supposed to be there helping us and not hindering us, and that's the biggest problem. So, you know, again, this is something where you have to be taking care of your own financial picture and not depending on the government for sure.
Exactly. But there's always going to be something to worry about. I mean, we're always going to be worried about the state of our economy or market volatility, taxes, inflation, always going to be something on the horizon. How do you help someone create a long-term strategy, Eric, to navigate around these storms that are yet to be?
Well, there's two kind of key components. One is, especially if you're getting close to retirement or even if you're, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you still need to have an income plan. You have to make sure you're headed in the right direction. So, you know, if you're trying to go from San Jose to LA, you know, you want to make sure you're heading south, right? You're not heading east or west or something like that and going way off track. So, you know, how close are you depends on, you know, how much longer you have to go there. But, you know, if you're really close to retirement, yeah, you really need to have that plan, you know, really dialed in. And then the second part would be, everybody needs to have three types of money. And the unfortunate part is most people only have one type of money, which is market funds, because your 401k only has stocks and bonds. It's everything in the market. There is no safe money. So there's no foundational money, as I like to call it. Foundational money is stuff that can't go away, that's going to be there forever. Either banks, insurance companies, or the government Of course, the government, we're talking about default stuff, right? So, hopefully that's not real, any real realities. Having some money that's guaranteed so that in those bad times, you can go, take money from there, not have to sell stuff. And then in between that, you want to have some steady income money. You want to have some money that's, paying a consistent rate of return, usually about 5-7%. Ideally, stuff that's not in the market daily or not fluctuating massively in the market. And, that gives you cash flow. And so if you got some cash flow and some guaranteed money, then those bad times when they happen, because we all know they will.
Yep.
So once they do, you're going to have a spot to go to get the money and not have to figure out what's the least bad thing to sell in a down market, which usually is your best performing asset because it dropped the least, right?
So, right.
That's the problem. And so, what we've come up with here at Heckman Financial is the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry a lot less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and getting back out and seeing the world and doing all that travel or whatever you want to be doing. And the only way to do that is really have five areas taken care of, is the income plan, the investment plan. How much risk do you have? You want to know that before things go south. What are you doing with taxes? How are you minimizing your taxes? Not this year, but just all years for the rest of your life. And then healthcare issues and legacy issues. Those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can help you with. And right now, during all these COVID timeframes, we've just said, hey, let's just make this easy, have people get that information. So if you want to set up a time to talk, we can kind of go over your situation. Then we come back, we actually, show you the plan that you're on right now. And then at the end of that second meeting is actually when we say, okay, do you want to work with us or do you want to do this on your own to fix all these issues? So no pressure, no obligation. Again, all you have to do is give us a call or text us. Text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or go online and register at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So we're talking about just things that are happening in Congress right now. Inflation is another one of those storms that's kind of on the horizon. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell recently told Congress that inflation pressures could last longer than expected.
Bottlenecks, hiring difficulties, and other constraints could again prove to be greater and more enduring than anticipated, posing upside risks to inflation. If sustained higher inflation were to become a serious concern, we would certainly respond and use our tools to ensure levels that are consistent with our goal.
But Powell says that the good news is inflationary pressures are going to subside eventually. They will go back to normal levels.
We are seeing upward pressure on prices, particularly due to supply bottlenecks in some sectors. These effects have been larger and longer lasting than anticipated, but they will abate. And as they do, inflation is expected to drop back toward our longer run 2% goal.
How do you talk to people about inflation right now, Eric?
Inflation's always going to be there. And, the government inflation is always so silly because they, exclude things that they say are too volatile, like food, gas, things that we all use
every day.
Right. So, and we've all seen that the inflation has been really high. And it, of course, it depends what you're buying and, what you're doing. Right. So somebody who's retiring, somebody different has got a different inflation than somebody who's maybe trying to, buy a house and fill it with furniture that has all sorts of issues with supply stuff. Right.
Right.
We have to know that your money has to keep growing. I mean, that's really just the only way to keep pace. That's why we here at Heckman Financial have that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that process that we can say, okay, look at your income plan, your investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all these issues that you need to take care of. Where is that best place for that money? It doesn't have to be high risk, but there's so many great places still today that are paying really good interest. It's just, they're not just things you can easily find right off the, online or something. It's something you have to have more planning with and work with an advisor. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, no cost, no obligation. You can text or leave a message at 800-454-1184 or sign up online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're not done yet. Lots more to get to. We'll be right back.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in all kinds of ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things like that. Eric is here to guide you. So there's a blogger, and he's called Financial Samurai. He raised some eyebrows recently when he laid out some stark numbers that he thinks retirees are going to need to save. He is saying $8 million is what we need to accumulate, Eric. And here's his math. It says, figure out your annual expenses, your desired annual expenses, and then multiply those by 200. Planning for $40,000 a year means you need to have $8 million. Now, that's pretty crazy to me. Do you think that's a little too high to aim?
Yeah, it sounds like very bizarre math, actually, because, I mean, on $8 million, that should be putting off $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
At 5%, and that's not even talking about taking out principal and such. So, yeah, I don't think the numbers are that high. I don't exactly get what he was doing there, but, really... That is always an often asked question, though, is what, how much do I need to have saved for retirement? And the answer is, I can't tell you, because it depends on what you like to do. I mean, I had a client several years ago who, started working with me, and she just wanted to do a little bit of planning, and we looked at her stuff, and she'd already paid off her house. She'd pretty much only gardens and does stuff at the house and, doesn't really like to travel because she had to travel for work. And so she could live on like 2,000 or 3,000 a month pretty much and, be fine. And there's other people that I'm barely getting by because I only have 10,000 a month, So it's very different depending on your standard of living, right? And what you're planning on doing and so forth. So it's always nice to have some sort of goal. But the problem is if you reach your goal and it's a bad goal, right? So it used to be like $1 million sounded like so much money, right? Now, you look at that and you kind of go, well, it depends on how much you're getting from Social Security to other sources. It may not be quite enough. You might need to, have more like two or three. So again, it really depends on where you're living, what the cost of living is, right? What's your standard of living? So I think it's a little bit better to plan on how much income can I be taking out? So just run your monies out and see if you're getting enough income, and then you're good, but not be focused on that dollar number as much.
Right. So the rules of thumb, like the 4% rule of thumb, and I guess he was trying to figure like a 0.5% rule of thumb. I don't know what he was trying to do. But anyway, those we don't necessarily have to rely on. But how do you help someone figure out that strategy for taking their withdrawals from their accounts? Walk us through that, please, Eric.
So really, the only way to really do it is run your numbers out with an income plan. So an income plan sounds simple, but and there's a lot of stuff probably online you can find. But as you're getting closer to retirement, probably I'd say 5 to 10 years away for sure. That's when you need a really detailed income plan. And really, what the income plan should say is, okay, I've got all these different types of money, right? So I've got normal dollars in my bank account or maybe my investment account. I've got 401k, IRA dollars. Those are all taxable, right? Then Social Security. Well, that may be only 85% taxable, not state taxable, depending on your state. And so there's all these different types of monies, Roth IRA, tax-free, right? So there's all this stuff. And so how do you do all this very easily? Well, you need some decent software to really run that and show you, okay, how's that money going to be coming out after tax? And then also, what's my inflation going to be? And, there's a couple things. A lot of times people say, oh, we have to inflate, your money all by, this certain rate, or it's going to double over this period of time. But some things don't change. The main one, your mortgage. You know, if you refinance a mortgage and it's locked in for the next 20 or 30 years, there's no inflation on that. So in a way, it actually gets cheaper. So really what you have to do is kind of run the numbers. Don't have to get super, super massive analytical down to, you know, how much do you spend on coffee every week or, you know, something like that. I'm not a big fan of getting that detailed. But, you know, just in general, okay, let's look at these numbers. And then also let's make sure we remember stuff. Probably number one thing people forget is healthcare. People forget that you have to pay for Medicare supplements and Medicare premiums and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then if you're going to retire pre-65, well, boy, you better really add up a bunch of money in there for taxes. So, yeah, once you've looked at all that stuff, you know, that's when you can really say, oh, okay, this is how much I need and this is how long my money's going to last. And if it runs out when you're 95, that's probably more than okay. I mean, it's nicer to make it go past 100. But if it runs out when you're 75, well, ouch. Time to go back to the drawing board and rethink some stuff, some timing or how much you're saving and so forth. So, you know, that's really what an income plan does. And, you know, something we can do for you as a listener here, we can actually do that blueprint to worry less wealth where we do the income plan. Then we look at your investments and are they going to be able to put out that income? Then look at the tax ramifications between now and retirement and throughout retirement to see how can you lower your taxes for the rest of your life. And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we can have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we're not charging a planning fee. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about retiring today in today's environment, and interest rates are sort of a double-edged sword when it comes to the world of finances because they're really helpful for borrowers, but MarketWatch says that the low interest rates mean that, you know, it's going to take obviously more purchasing power to maintain your standard of living in retirement. So how do you help your retirees plan around the low interest rates in retirement, Eric?
Well, yeah. When I was in college, I was working at Security Pacific Bank, which got eaten up by B of A. But I was shocked at one point because all of a sudden the savings accounts were no longer 5%. They'd been 5% for as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now, you know, 0.01, right, or something if you're lucky. And so, yeah, it's great for mortgages, horrible for bonds and putting money in the bank. Now, you need to have some money, liquid access. You need to have something that's there for, you know, that rainy day fund. So you still need to have some in the bank. Ideally, maybe put it in an online bank that earns a tiny bit more interest right now, but not much, but at least something more. Really, what you have to do, though, is if you're using the traditional part of what we call foundational money. So foundational money is stuff that doesn't go away. And so, you know, that's usually insurance companies, U.S. treasuries, or banks. U.S. treasuries are super, super low, and same with banks. So really, the only place to have some good guaranteed money now is insurance companies. And insurance companies, historically, they've paid about 1% to 2% higher than banks, and sadly, they still are. So 1% to 2% more than not much is still better. And, you know, it's still better than nothing, right? And so, you know, that's one place to be looking at. And really, the other part, reason people put money in bonds in their stock portfolio and their market money is, again, to have lower volatility. Well, guess what? Those bond rates are super low, too. And bonds go down, bond values go down when interest rates go up, or they go, you know, they flip side the other direction. Well, if we're already at zero, pretty much, you know, there's no way for the bonds to jump up anymore in value because there's no way to lower the rates. So that means that all bonds are either going to earn nothing or lose value when rates go up. Well, that's a pretty awful dilemma, right?
Right.
For savers and investors in them. And so that's where some of these products that are from insurance companies that are foundational, they actually can pay a rate based on various stock indexes and then still protect you and guarantee your principal, actually even more protected than a bond would, truly guarantee it. So, you know, there are options out there. It's just you got to get a little bit more creative and just blindly doing an old school 60-40 fund or one of those target date funds.
you may be missing the boat on how you can make some of that money on at least that bond side earn a little bit more.
A CNBC survey says that about 42% of Americans say they really don't actively monitor their investments, you know, to make sure that they're diversified. How do you help your retirees get to the bottom of what's going on with their portfolio?
Yeah, well, ostrich planning is not always the best, right?
Ostrich planning.
Yeah, sticking your head in the sand and hoping it's all okay. I remember in 08, 09, where some people just said, oh, well, I just stopped opening my statements, and now I'm fine. I don't have to worry about it. It's like, what? You know.
Can't do that.
You know, just not going to the dentist anymore doesn't mean your teeth are going to be healthy. You know, so what you really need to do is you need to find out what's going on, right? You know, if you want to, you can actually go on wealthcreatorradio.com, and there's actually, when you click through to the wealthcreatorradio.com's page, you'll actually see a risk score questionnaire that you can take. But, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, what can you do and what are the options out there and where are you headed to, just give us a call and we can set up a time to talk. That's a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we just find out what's your worries, what's your concerns, and then we can go from there. But, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
That is country music legend George Jones with a pretty accurate description of how most of us want our retirement today. Eric, there's a new survey out that says about 60% of baby boomers who are still working right now plan to keep on working in retirement. They want to stay active and engaged. Do you have clients like that who are talking like that? And what is the reason behind keeping a job in retirement?
Well, I agree with the rocking chair part and the working part. The other part about the Medicare, you know, people really do want that Medicare still.
I think so, too. So, that's exactly what I thought.
So actually, literally, one reason I have some clients working is just for that, is for healthcare.
Okay.
You know, so some people, I've got one client that she retired up into Bend, Oregon, where a lot of, I think it's almost all half full of ex-Californians, and and she was working for HP in a pretty high stress kind of higher level job, and she just wanted some sort of office job that she could come in and go home and not check her email and not care, and that would give her health care. And it took her a little while actually to find one that she liked up there, but she did get it. And you know, because the problem was she was only 58 when she retired, and you know, the health insurance can be insanely expensive. I mean, at least $1,000 or more per person, you know, until you hit that 65 magic Medicare number. You know, I've got some other ones that, like they've just worked at sporting events like, you know, the Arena for the Sharks or Levi Stadium and for all the concerts and events and sports. And, you know, it's just something to get out of the house and have some fun and do some stuff. And then a lot of times it's also just, you know, for things that they want to do, you know, and so, you know, it can be a good way to go. The hard part is a lot of times you may not be able to physically do it. And so the scary part is when people plan on making sure they're working and then all of a sudden they have some health issue that prevents them from working. So that'd be probably the biggest caution is you may think you're going to be able to work and make some money and not have to need as much, but you also might not be able to. So don't count on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't count on it. I mean, only do it if you want to, right? Don't have to have that income. Now, I want to talk about, for those people who do decide to just keep working in retirement, how is that going to impact things like Social Security or Medicare?
So it depends on the age. That's the big, huge one. Uh-huh. And so Social Security, massive, massive effect before your FRA, which is your full retirement account. And so right now, we're in the last year of everybody who's 66, where they get the Social Security, then it's starting to phase into 67. If you start working and you take Social Security early, meaning any time before that 66 or 67 age number, then you're going to have an earnings restriction. And it changes every year, so it's around $18,000 or so. And so what happens is if you make more than that from earned income, meaning stuff that, you know, that you're paying Social Security tax and Medicare tax on, then what they're going to do is for every $2 over that you make, you're going to lose $1 of Social Security. Well, for a lot of people, once you make probably, you know, 50,000-ish range, 60,000, you're going to probably have given back all of your Social Security, but locked in the penalty for starting early. Not good. So, yeah, you really don't want to be taking Social Security early before that. For Medicare, it really doesn't matter, except for there is Medicare premiums are based on your income. And so if all of a sudden you have too high of an income, then guess what? Your Medicare premiums may double, triple, or quadruple. So that's another little gotcha. It doesn't show up on your tax return. It's not technically a tax, but it's based on your income tax level. So smells like a duck, walks like a duck, right? So that's one of those things where, yeah, you also have to be very careful. So now the flip side, if you're 70 plus and you're still working, which I actually have a lot of clients that just love to work, or I swear one, I don't think his wife wants him home, so... you know, I think he has to keep working. One weird part about Social Security is once you're over 70, there is no reason to not take Social Security. I mean, you know, just get the money. But if you're replacing Social Security as your highest 35 years, if you're replacing this last year with a year from, you know, maybe you're a paper boy or whatever it was way back when, your Social Security could actually go up. When you're working past 70, because of what they're going to do is they're going to recalculate that all. And so it is a little bit interesting on how that all plays out.
So this is what you do. You help retirees every single day decide when would be the optimal time for them to claim their Social Security benefits. It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what we do is we build that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously part of the income plan is when to take Social Security, what tax ramifications you have of taking certain incomes or doing certain things at certain times. And then where else can you get the income from your investments? So really that all plays together. And so, you know, one thing is lots of times people say, well, I don't know if I should be doing the planning or if this is right for me or not. And, you know, really the big thing would be is just, you know, take 15 to 30 minutes of our time and we can, you know, be on a phone call or even a Zoom call and just, you know, find out what your concerns are, what your worries are. And then we can talk and go from there. But again, there's no cost for doing the actual phone call. And we'll actually even now do that blueprint showing you what path you're on today. Again, for the radio listeners, for no cost. And so that's something you want to take advantage of. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Turns out one of the biggest expenses that you need to prepare for in retirement is taxes. Do you recommend people just saving, having like an account for their taxes, or maybe are there some other strategies they could think about?
Well, I mean, it depends on what time frame. I mean, one thing is when people are first retiring, they're always freaked out. Okay, how do I pay taxes? Because I don't have withholding anymore. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you can withhold even on Social Security. You know, you can have money withheld anytime you're getting money out of your IRAs and other things. Now, the hard part is, like, I have one client who she doesn't get much Social Security, but luckily she bought some real estate a long time ago and she gets really good rental income. Well, there's no way to withhold on that rental income. So you may very well have to be filing quarterly payments where you have to send in that money every quarter. You really want to look at everything and see, okay, how am I invested? You know, what what types of things should I be doing tax wise? So, you know, one is just the logistics of, you know, sending in the money. But the other big part is, you know, should you be doing a Roth conversion? Should you be taking money out and doing something different with it? And so lots of times people are just giving the horrible advice, often from CPAs and accountants, where they just say, oh, defer your tax. And oh my gosh, now it's not 70 and a half, now it's 72. So you get even another year or two before you have to pay the tax on your IRAs and 401ks. Oh, well, that may be fine advice for this year or next year, but that could be horrible advice in the long run, because you're going to go from a low bracket to a monster bracket once that all kicks in. So really, lots of times the better answer is to be paying a little bit of tax now. Take some money from that tax deferred money if it's at a low bracket. And if you don't need more of it and you still have, say, maybe $20,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, geez, take some money, convert it to Roth, and boom, now that money is going to never be taxed again in your lifetime. And even whomever you leave it to will not pay the tax on that money. So, you know, let's get rid of the tax man as fast as we can. I mean, that has to be one of the big things going forward, because there is no politician that's talking about paying our bills. Nobody's talking about paying down the debt or having all these problems with Medicare and Social Security being underfunded. These aren't even being addressed by any political party. So, you know, that's one of those things where there is going to be a day of reckoning at some point. And so the more you can put into Roth, the way more protected you'll be. You know, again, if you want to get actually a report about taxes and, you know, get a little bit more information about how taxes affect you and are you paying too much, we actually have a great other way that you can get a hold of that, is by just texting the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send that right over to you. And of course, you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for lots more.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 28 years now, and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth to open up our eyes to all the things available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And that's what the show is all about. If you want to get that book, you can request it online, or you can also request an e-version of that book as well. Of course, wealthcreatorradio.com is the website. All right, Eric, we've come to the time in our show. I'm going to give you some top five signs that you need a new advisor, okay? So if you're feeling like you, our listeners, are feeling like maybe you just dread going to your advisor, you might feel like your questions are going unanswered, maybe you're bothering that person. So here we go. Top five signs you need a new advisor. And Eric, this comes from NerdWallet. Number five is, if your eye is already wandering, then you might need a new advisor. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if it feels like things aren't working out, or, you know, for whatever reason, you're starting to say, hey, yeah, this just doesn't feel right. You know, usually that's correct. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, listening to your gut is a good way to go.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion, something like that.
Yep, exactly.
So if your advisor only calls you when they want to make some trades, that's another sign that you might need a new advisor. Can you talk about why that would be problematic, Eric?
Well, it really depends also on how are they getting paid. I mean, if they're only calling you to move money around because they're going to get you know, a new paycheck every time they're moving that money, that's really, really problematic. And I've definitely run from that advisor, you know, as soon as possible. There's one thing if they're just making some changes and tweaks, but really they should be calling you on a regular basis. If it was a bad time, if there's a crash or downturn and they did not call you, that is a serious sign for you to get a new advisor, because that's when you need to hear from them more than ever.
Right. Big time red flag. So how often do you think we should be talking with our advisor?
Well, really, I think that one is something that you need to kind of set those expectations up from day one. And I mean, some of my clients hate talking about money. I mean, they just they think it's painful, and you know, they'd rather not do it. But it's kind of like dentistry. They know it's something they got to do, so they'll go do it. You know, so some people, you know, they only want to talk once a year, and that's already painful enough. And some people want to talk every quarter, every 6 months. So, I mean, I would say, you know, it has to be at least every year. But, you know, for some things, you might want to be checking in at least every 6 months. So, again, the biggest thing is, did you set up that plan? Did they ask you how often do you want to be meeting with people? And are they following up and continuing with that, right? I mean, if they haven't met with you for 2 or 3 years, oh, my gosh, yeah, time for a new one.
Another sign that you might need a new advisor is if your financial situation is changing, but the advice isn't. Eric, what kinds of changes need to be happening with our money as we get close to retirement?
Well, I think if you're an adult and you're going to a pediatrician, it'd be very weird, right? I mean, you'd be very tall compared to all the other patients. And yes, they give you usually a lollipop or something, so that part's cool, or maybe a toy.
Yeah.
But it just feels weird, and you probably, actually nowadays, they'd probably think you're pretty creepy to even be there. So same thing with financial stuff. I mean, as you're getting close to retirement, if they're just saying, oh, just hang in there, or just hold on, or yeah, you know, we don't need to make any changes, but you're going to retire next year or 2 years, and they're not positioning assets to start having money come out, they're not figuring out a plan to where those money should be today to optimize the best income for you in retirement, those would be really big red flags that, you know, that should be changing as you get older. And I mean, obviously simple things like, you know, if you got divorced or married or had a kid or any of those things, you know, did they start talking to you about the new things that need to be taken care of, you know, during those life changes and such? So, you know, if they're not doing that and they're just kind of giving you the same stuff, well, you know, we were talking about robo-advisors earlier. Maybe that's what you should do, is have somebody like that and not be paying them. But I would then really start looking for a new full-service advisor.
That's why it's really important to have that right person helping you.
You know, you can have an accountant for sure, but the accountants, again, are usually focused on trying to save money and lower taxes today. So sometimes I have accountants tell my clients, hey, you should be doing this. And we look at their plan and go, that would actually end up costing you more taxes in the long run. Are you sure you want to do that? There's different types of planning. There's different types of reasons. A lot of times, though, hey, we should be doing some Roth conversions, and we should be looking at that and have your accountant run the numbers, and you know, we could see if that makes sense in your situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things where you can work together with those other professionals. And really, whoever's your financial advisor is now, if they're not working with your other professionals, if they're not looking at your tax return every year to see how things are playing out, that's a sign that they're really not doing a very good job. They really should be looking at all that. They should be checking your beneficiaries for you. They should be, you know, looking at the tax return every year to see if it's working with your plan. So if that's something that you want to take care of and you want to get a second opinion and say, hey, how are things? What would things be like if I was working with somebody else? How's my advisor doing? What does it all look like? You know, one of the things that we're doing here for our radio listeners is we're waiving the planning fee. So our $1,000 to $1,500 planning fee is not there. We're going to first and foremost just find out what you're worried about, what's your concerns. And then we can build you that blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you what plan you have now, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. We'll go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, show you the path you're on, tell you what's good and bad, what things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action and use us, or do it on your own, or do it with your other advisor. But really the big critical thing is getting that information first. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. 800 854-1184. Again, give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric advises his clients by helping them preserve their assets, increase their income, and reduce taxes, just like he's talking about today. So we are giving you the top five signs that you need a new advisor. Number two on the list, Eric, is your financial advisor does not listen to you. And that seems like a pretty big problem. So, Eric, how do you make sure that your clients know that you hear and you understand their concerns?
Well, I think women probably run into this more than anyone, but there'll be some advisors that literally will only talk to the man and ignore, you know, the other half of the family there. That's not right. So if you're getting that feeling, definitely you need a new advisor. If you're asking them a question, they should be responding to you, answering your concerns, not just blowing it off and just moving on. And, you know, if they seem to keep doing that, I would ask them directly. And if they still don't give you a good answer, then yeah, it's definitely time to find somebody different. And they really should be finding out what's your concerns, what's your goals. You know, where do you want to be in 3 years? What do you think things are going to be like? And what would you like your life to be like? And, you know, if they don't know those things, how are they going to help you get there?
And finally, our number one of our top five signs you need a new advisor is you're afraid to call your financial advisor. Eric, what advice do you have for someone who feels like they might be bothering their current advisor when they have questions?
That's really silly. If somebody's got that kind of feeling, because that means that advisor has not made them feel very welcome. I mean, really, our clients are truly friends and family kind of thing. I mean, we're there. We help them do a lot of stuff. And we'll talk to them about all the different little things and their pets and all the, you know, their trips and things like that. And sometimes people do actually call me up and say, hey, I don't know if I should bother. And it's like, no, I want you to call me. You should be asking those questions. And if you're feeling like that person's not going to want you to talk to them or feel scared to talk to them, then yeah, it's time. They're not giving you a good feeling and they're not really there for you. They're causing that feeling for some reason. So that's time definitely to make a change.
What would you say to them about getting a second opinion, Eric?
Well, I think that it's just so critical. I mean, just like if you had a big ailment and, you know, scary medical diagnosis, you're going to get some other people's opinions, right? You're going to find out, you know, what should you be doing? And, you know, you're not going to just hopefully go on to Yelp and read, you know, all the bad reviews or something like, you know, reviews are so sketchy if they're real or not anymore, right? You want to talk to somebody who's a professional and you want to talk to somebody who can give you real advice. And, you know, that's one of the things we can do for you is we can help people, give them that second opinion and say, okay, here, let's run out your plan. Let's see what your income plan looks like. We will go through it on our system with you to make sure we know it's correct. And, you know, we'll look at those investments. What's the risk level that you have? And is it appropriate? And do you even know what your risk level is? You know, what's the tax plan that you have? And is that being done well or is it being ignored? What are the healthcare issues and how are you going to pay for all those costs? And then lastly, who's getting your stuff and are things set up right? You know, once you can see all that from another pair of eyes, it may be sometimes I've literally had people go, hey, they're doing great. They're doing a good job for you. Not anything we can do. But there's a lot of people where it's like, wow, no, there's some changes you should be making. And did you know about this or that? And, you know, and that's the kind of info you really need to have. So again, there's no cost right now for radio listeners. So if you want to give us a call and we'll do that blueprint to worry less wealth, give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is a well-known author and speaker, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? So, Eric, on our show, you often give us some challenges and risks that exist in retirement. You tell us that every week, actually. But I want you to give us an example of someone who has experienced, let's say, one of those retirement obstacles. Why don't you give us a financial fail today?
Well, I mean, this one's a little bit more general, but I was just meeting with somebody who's new, actually a radio listener, and, you know, he was really focused on, okay, I'm, you know, worried about taxes with the Biden tax law, you know, what's going to happen, and you know, how are things going to go, you know, forward, and, you know, taxes keep going up. So, you know, he's really obsessed with trying to make sure he gets more and more converted to Roth, which, you know, it's a good conversation to have, right? I mean, definitely the more money you can have that's tax-free for the rest of your lifetime, that's great. But the really silly part was he never started a Roth contributory one. So there's two types of Roth. There's one where you're converting your money that you had done pre-tax and switching over to paying the taxes now, all the taxes, which is painful, right? And then that money would be tax-free for the rest of your life. But he was skipping over the simplest thing. I mean, he had a stock portfolio and a bunch of cash in the bank, so it wasn't like he didn't have any regular dollars sitting there. He did. But he had not been putting the money into a Roth, and him and his wife, their income was low enough, so, you know, it's roughly under 198 or so K, if, you know, for married couples that you can put fund a Roth, then, you know, he could be putting in $7,000 for him and his wife. And by the way, if you're doing it between January and April 15th, you can actually do it for the previous year. So he could actually do $28,000 into a Roth at the time we were talking, and, you know, he's all trying to figure out how to, convert all his money and pay a ton of tax. And he's overlooking the super simple thing of, hey, well, you know, why haven't you just been doing this? And, you know, of course, I had to ask him, well, who does your tax advice? TurboTax. Okay. Yeah, the computer program. I mean, I know they have those cutesy ads, but get what you pay for. And if you don't pay much, you're probably getting that. And so, yeah, if you have money in a taxable account and you can say, oh, I'm going to move it from here to here, and now it'll be tax-free for the rest of my life versus being taxable for the rest of my life, why would you not do that? That's one of the things that we can do here. We can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we give you that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request an appointment directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.